One of the ambassadors who attended the Holy Father's address was the ambassador from Nigeria, Obed Wadzani. He spoke to Vatican Radio's Festus Sarawali about the violence which plagues the conflict and was a major concern in the Pope's remarks.
Most of these conflicts are aggravated due to some of them lack of employment of the young people, and also it touches of good governance and entrenchment of democracy. And that, of course, the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria have been doing to ensure that democracy is sustained, the rule of law is promoted, and also human dignity is respected.
And, of course, the Pope also spoke about the need to have religious tolerance. You know, he spoke about the persecution of Christians, and we've seen, you know, some tensions in Nigeria, in some parts of Nigeria, between Christians and Muslims. What do you think will be the long-term solution to such conflicts?
Well, it's, of course, unfortunate that despite the efforts of the federal government of Nigeria, we had recently what I will refer to as not just a religious tension, but impatience to take to the rule of law by those that are involved, because once there is obedience to the law, of course, you will not have these tensions. But that apart, the country has set up what is called the Interreligious Council, which is co-chaired by His Grace, the Archbishop, and the chairman of CAN in Nigeria, which is the Christian Association of Nigeria, and also His Eminence, the Sultan of Sokoto, which mainly concerns with the encouraging inter-religious dialogue to ensure peaceful coexistence in the country, and also to ensure that Nigerians are their neighbors' keepers without necessarily resulting into violent conflicts.